Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 19th week after the Sunday of Trinity Wednesday. Our scripture reading is Psalm 103, verses 1 through 13. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. Our scripture lesson comes from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. The forgiveness of sins is a very short phrase, but it compromises the whole kingdom of Christ. Men always have sins, but they must be recognized and acknowledged. When I have recognized them, forgiveness and grace are readily available. Before forgiveness enters the picture, there is absolutely nothing but sin. I am compelled to acknowledge this. I feel and know that all that is in me is blindness. Without this acknowledgement, the forgiveness of sins will not hold its ground. We never fall short in the matter of sins, but we do fall short in our acknowledgement of sins. The forgiveness of sins follows the acknowledgement of sins. There is, however, quite a difference between God's forgiveness of our sins and our forgiveness of our neighbor's sins. When we forgive our neighbor, we may recall that sin again subsequently and throw it in our neighbor's face. When God forgives us our sins, it is something much higher. God no longer condemns us. He abandons all his wrath. Indeed, he never thinks of our sin again, as he reminds us in this text from Isaiah. And having abandoned his wrath, he also removes hell, the devil, death, and every misfortune which the devil may bring along. Instead of wrath, he gives us grace, consolation, salvation, and every good thing that he himself is. Let us pray. There is always forgiveness with you, O God, as you assure us times without number in your holy word. Implant this wonderful truth in our hearts in such a manner that we trust in it and believe in it implicitly in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.